You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City is on the phone line to take a look at the weather forecast with us. Thanks, Drew, for taking the time. Let's talk about the weather systems that have been and may continue to make their way across the Midwest first, please.
Well, you know, we're in a pattern here that's very active. A lot of systems coming into the Midwest from Canada. And normally, the Canada systems don't carry a lot of moisture with them, but in this particular case, there seems to be a lot of moisture coming around. Now, these aren't big major league storms for us, but they're small systems, and they will maintain moisture abundance across a fair amount of our region. And we won't have an opportunity to really dry out in a significant manner. Now, that's in direct contrast with what will go on in the southern U.S. plains over this next 5 to 7 days. They're actually going to see 70 and 80-degree high temperatures here as we go forward through the end of this week and early in the weekend, and that's going to really take moisture out of the soil out there in hard red winter wheat country. In the meantime, though, we will have the succession of systems coming through the Midwest. The first one's a very wimpy event. It'll actually come across the upper parts of the Midwest overnight tonight. It'll produce just a little bit of light snowfall from Minnesota into parts of Illinois, and there may actually be a little bit of a wintry mix of precipitation types when you get down to central Illinois and southern Indiana down into Kentucky as we go through the day tomorrow. That system will be followed by a more organized event that will likely produce snow from the Dakotas and Minnesota into the Great Lakes region and eventually across the lower eastern Midwest. So portions of Indiana, Ohio will probably see some snow and a little wintry mix of precipitation types with this, and most likely that will occur from Friday into Saturday morning. For the eastern Midwest, it will occur mostly Thursday night and Friday in the upper parts of the region. And snow accumulations of that event could run anywhere from 2 to around 5 inches in the northern parts of the Midwest and probably a dusting to about 2 or 3 inches in the south. And then we've got one last system that's a major league event, at least the way it is right now, a very significant storm for the northern plains and the upper Mississippi River Basin, possibly, for this late weekend and early next week. Now, this event is probably going to change before we get to that point in time, but right now, the models are certainly suggesting an aggressive system with near blizzard conditions possible in the upper Midwest, and some moisture totals will run anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch, and perhaps a little bit more, with some rain occurring in the southern parts of the western Corn Belt from that same system. We'll keep an eye on it. My guess is it'll be a weaker system when we finally get closer to the event.
What is your assessment of the growing regions in the nation and their preparedness at this point for the season to begin?
We're actually in very good shape, I think, across many areas. We have some dryness still prevailing in the southwest U.S. plains. This is going to be a cotton, corn, sorghum, peanut-producing area that is from west Texas into the southwest corner of Kansas, southeastern Colorado. The area has had moisture here recently, but it's drying down quickly, and they'll have 70 and 80-degree temperatures here soon, so they'll become drier still. But for the heart of the Midwest, I think our moisture situation, if anything, is going to be maybe a little too abundant as we move into the planting season. April is likely to be quite wet across the central and eastern parts of the Midwest. The western Corn Belt that's been struggling for moisture for a while is actually going to be in fairly good shape. My concern is more about subsoil moisture and problems late spring and summer in the western Corn Belt when our crops start to rely on subsoil moisture. When the topsoil firms up, and we may find that there's not enough moisture to carry those crops for very long. So that's the biggest concern that I think we are facing this year.
Thanks so much, Drew. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated, and that wraps up the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.